Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with I-55 winner Treb Jacoby. Then we'll speak with the winner from Florence Speedway, Justin Ratliff. And we'll have a conversation with the winner from the Hummer, Humboldt Speedway, Joe Duval. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Pennsylvania at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. The pot of gold to A.J. Flick and Michael Norris. Danny Dietrich, a winner at Port Royal. Williams Grove back in Victory Lane to Lance DeWeese. Jake Swanson parked it in Victory Lane at Paragon in Indiana. Sportsdrome to Kennedy and Derek Smith. Mark Cleary and Kaysen Timmons winning at Highland, Illinois. And in Missouri at Scotland County, a pair of Iowa drivers with big wins. Cam Reimers with the B-Mod victory. Dallin Murdy got the checkers in the stock car division. And speaking of Missouri, joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, fresh off of his UMP Mod win at I-55 Raceway, Treb Jacoby. Hey, Treb, welcome back to the show. And I saw a social media post from Kenny Wallace that said this was a big win. What made this a big win, in your opinion?
Well, this is the second annual Mods Gone Wild at I-55. Last year, we got a new owner, Josh Carroll, and he's been trying to put on bigger mod races for the locals who support him. And it's kind of a struggle. It was going to be a lot bigger of a race, but you know, here in March, people don't have their cars done yet. We only had 31 cars, but it was probably the best payout you're going to see. And it had some big hitters there. We had Mike Long and Mike Harrison. And unfortunately, Wallace wasn't able to make it. He's actually in France right now. But that race there is what they're trying to build as the next big modified show that everybody wants to go to.
And it's getting
a slow start right now, but it's going to get there, I think. We had a great weekend.
Hold on.
Prepares a great track.
And you had a great weekend taking the win in the UMP Modifieds. Treb Jacoby on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Kenny Wallace posting on social media from across the ocean how big that win was for our guest, Treb Jacoby. But also, it was a doubleheader, if you will. And Matthew Edler, who has been on this show before, and you battled 1-2 with him taking the win in the B-Mod portion of that race. What was that back and forth like with Matthew there at I-55 last weekend?
Well, man, me and Matt both run Beak-built chassis, and our stuff's usually identical, and we run the same setup. And Friday night, I struggled, and Matt came over, and he worked on my car because I was focused on my A-Mod, and he found a bunch of stuff wrong that I didn't address. You know, I always make the joke I should be the one driving, and he should be setting the stuff up. And he came over and got my car back to square, and I ended up coming through the B-Main. And he was out front leading it. And when I got to second, he said he got really nervous because he saw it on the scoreboard. And then I threw a slider for the lead. And as soon as I got by him, the yellow came out and it put him back in front. And from there on out, he wasn't going to settle for second. So he took off and he gave me all I could handle.
Well, he gave you a good setup, just not good enough to beat him. Matthew Edler setting up our guest, Treb Jacoby, on the ProFabrication.com hotline, his B-Mod chassis, and Treb winning the UMP mod that we were speaking to him about as well at I-55 last weekend. Treb is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco gaskets are available at profabrication.com. So Treb, in bowling terms, I guess, you bowl perfect and it's a 300 score and stuff, but the first frame for your racing season has already been completed. Are you going to try to run the rest and, do a perfect game? What's the plan now?
Well, that'd be the goal. Right now, we do have we actually started off to a great year. You know, we started in Volusia, got that Gator, and then ended up with top fives every night. And then we're back at Peavely on the home track and pick up a big $5,000 win right out of the gate. So now it's just a matter of maintaining and staying fast. And, you know, it takes a village. I got a lot of help. My car actually lives at one of my sponsor's houses right now, in-law and son. And without them giving me a place to work on it with a lot of space to make sure it's right, it's not happening without him. So there's a lot of people involved. It's more than just me, I can tell you that.
Well, the folks over at Imperial Bowl love them some Trev Jacoby. And whether he puts it in the gutter, throws a bunch of splits, or every now and then.
I threw it in the gutter on the prelim night Friday. We were in the transfer spot to make the redraw, and I drove her into the fence.
Well, you know, he certainly made up for it in both the B mod that Matthew Edler helped him with the setup, who won that one, and for taking the UMP mod win. Trev Jacoby, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hot line. Off to this kind of start in the season, where does this take you? Do you stay at 55 and try to capture one or two different divisions championships? Do you start to kind of look around and maybe find some races further and further out to showcase your talents there? What's the plan now that maybe things changed after this victory?
It's changing every day. Last year we were going for a championship, and then Spoon River announced a 10,000 to win B mod race, and we went to that. We ran second and got $5,000. And it's like, man, it's hard not to want to run these shows. This money keeps you going. And when you find a big show that you think you can run good at, it's hard not to want to go. And it just makes the points racing a little bit less fun for the fans, because so many guys start chasing money and then nobody's really racing for points. And it sucks for the local level, because you know, I'm a local guy at heart. And I want to be there every weekend, but at the same time, if I feel like we got a shot, we got to go.
We're chatting with Trev Jacoby on the ProFab Hotline. St. Louis to watch Ken Schrader and Kenny Wallace go and make their names outside and come back. And you guys, you and Matthew, seem to be following in that.
So I'll tell you what, I call Wallace on way more than he would like. I guarantee it. I called him the other day. I was getting interviewed for a potential late model ride, and I called him and was like, hey, you've been in this situation. How should I handle this phone call?
The I-55 winner from the UMP Mod Division, Trev Jacoby, on the line. Thanks for taking your time. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The 30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty charity ride.
It's hard to believe that. I can't believe I'm like 39 and we've been doing this 30 years. The idea came about 2 o'clock in the morning. We were riding motorcycles to California, and we had stopped and picked up a couple of guys in Oklahoma City, and then we picked up some people in Globe, Arizona, and we were riding in. It was late at night, and it's like, oh my God, this would be so cool. We'll get people to give us 10 cents a mile. We'll ride. We'll do a bike-a-thon. And I just threw it out in the garage here. Dick Brooks rode with us that first year. Robert Yates rode with us. Cindy Sissoms rode with us. Man, we had so many people. They read about it, and they called us up and said they wanted to go on a ride, and we were like, come on down. Had 10 Hall of Famers that have ridden with us through the years. It is like a traveling show for the NASCAR Hall of Fame to go across country sometime, but it has been really good. We heard of a couple of different hospitals and a couple of different kids that were race fans, and we were thought, hey, we'll just stop and make a donation to help their families pay their bills. And that's what we did. It's all for camp now. It's all for Victory Junction.
30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty Charity Ride.
The World of Outlaws World Finals returns to the dirt track at Charlotte Motor Speedway this November. Get your tickets now at charlottemotorspeedway.com. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, fresh off of his victory at Florence Speedway in Kentucky, the Northern All-Stars in town for the Spring 50. And Justin Ratcliffe, I couldn't believe when I looked down the scoring line and starting 13th or 14th and having to go through a crowd that included Mike Marler, Rod Conley, Josh Rice, Devin Gelpin, Cody Mahoney to take this victory. That had to be an afternoon and a half's worth of work there into the evening at Florence. How were you so fast after not qualifying that well?
Well, we actually qualified good. We started on the outside pole of our heat, and I changed some stuff on the car, the gear, and a few different things for the heat race, and pretty much went the wrong way and ended up finishing fourth. And that's what buried me so far in the back. But we had a good car. We picked the right tires, and the cautions fell our way, and we got the job done.
Yeah, absolutely. The Florence Speedway in Kentucky Northern All-Stars event, the Spring 50 winner, joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Justin Ratliff from Kentucky, Campbellsville. Man, a big win, but I saw that you like fishing and working around the shop. And I also saw back in the history, you were a Lucas Oil Series winner in 2007 at LaSalle, ran in the top five in points in 2008, but kind of time off. What's this like coming back now after years away and now being in it back a couple of years and getting a big win like this? How is the sport maybe even more fun now that you got some experience in life behind you, and now you're back to winning again?
Yeah, it's been fun. The cars are a little different than they used to be, but we race, I don't know, 10 or 15 times a year. Sometimes we run a crate car, and then we do the super races around the house, and we just kind of pick and choose and go where we can go when we have time. We work a lot, so kind of keeps us busy.
What was it like when you weren't racing, as much even as you do now, which isn't as much as you did way back when, but, you know, in those quiet years when you weren't with the cars and trying to build a family and build life and things like that, as they say, life gets in the way sometimes, but what was it like? Was it the competition? Was it the roar of the engines or was it the people? Which one was the thing that kind of drew you back the most?
We just really enjoy racing, and I had a kid there, and we kind of just got some time to race, so we're trying to race some more now.
Well, we're on the line with a guy that not only races, knows how to do it real darn well. Florence Speedway Northern All-Star Spring 50 winner from starting back in 14th, Justin Ratliff, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication.com hotline brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. Engineered for maximum seal and durability, Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. And you speak of the son, I guess that was the very small crew member in all those victory lane picks. What's his name? And it can't be long before we'll see him in something. You're going to be a racing dad soon. How cool will that be?
Oh, yeah. That's Jet. That's my son. He loves any kind of racing, really, and I'm sure here in a couple of years we'll have him in a go-kart if he wants to.
What do you think that will be as not only a team owner, but, watching him do what your dad has watched you do through your racing career? Are you already trying to, figure out, is my stomach going to be upset watching him go through the corners one way, or is it just going to be good times all the way?
Oh, I'd say it'll be a lot of fun. We're kind of looking forward to it if he wants to do it.
Well, if anybody looks on Justin Ratcliffe's, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, Facebook page, and you see his son Jet, I think there's no doubt that this will be a go-kart racer and then some in the making here. And his dad put it to him last weekend at Florence Speedway in the Northern All-Stars event, the Spring 50. You're in a car that you're in and out of, sharing it with another friend of the show, Jason Jameson. What's that like running some of the races and all? How do you pick which ones you do? Is it, one way or the other? And is Josh Rice the other part of this team?
Yes, there's three of us. I've got my own car, and then Jason's got a car. So we just normally when I go, he goes, I go, he's not, I'm not going this coming weekend. He's going, and then Josh will be there. So me and Jason kind of pick and choose around Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana, and then Josh will be out on the road on the Lucas Oil stuff.
He's going to be busy out there chasing that from Baps Motor Speedway all the way out west and everywhere in between for the Lucas Series. But Justin Ratcliffe and Jason Jameson with the cars in Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana. That's some fruit for ground there. Which races are a couple that you've got penciled in for yourself later on this year that are targets that you're looking to maybe get back to victory lane like you did at Florence last week?
We're going to do this Jeff Gullett Memorial next weekend at Ponderosa. That was the he was our longtime crew chief and passed away last year. So we're going to go to that. Looking forward to that race, and then we'll do all the big races at Florence, the North South, and we'll do the Butterball at Richmond. We'll just kind of pick and choose.
What was the one thing that your former crew chief did that you still notice yourself doing, and it's because he taught you to do that?
Oh, just work hard at it. He loved racing, and we hated to lose him. He was a really important part of our team.
Family, friends, the people of racing really matter.
He was well known in the pit area. Everybody thought a lot of him, and he knew everybody.
Well, Justin, where can folks follow you on social media so they can keep up with the rest of the season?
You can look up JRR Motorsports on Facebook, or I've got Facebook. Jason's got it, and Josh. So I think it's JRR Motorsports.
Give it a look up, and you'll be finding them up in Victory Lane. Justin Ratcliffe, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Thanks for taking the time today. We really appreciate it. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When NASCAR hits Dover Motor Speedway, get ready for all-star intensity at the Monster Mile, May 15th through 17th. See the sport's biggest names battle it out. It's more than a race, concerts, autograph sessions, tailgates, and nonstop action all weekend long. Experience NASCAR the way it's meant to be, live and in person at Dover. Get your tickets now at DoverMotorSpeedway.com. That's DoverMotorSpeedway.com.
Hi, this is PRN's Andrew Curlin. Weekends are the time to get stuff done. And when you're on the go, make sure you take advantage of the PRN mobile app. You can catch myself from the pits or the turns covering the action alongside our incredibly talented PRN crew. So you can listen to us from anywhere, at home, on the road, or even at the racetrack. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store or on Google Play.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Mike Rowe on the student organization known as Skills USA.
Well, everybody talks about high unemployment. It seems to me that the real problem is the skills gap. There are opportunities available, millions of them. Skills USA is on the front line. They're encouraging soft skills, specific skills. They're the connective tissue in between the opportunities that exist and the hopes that a lot of parents and kids have for their own future.
Learn more at microworks.com and skillsusa.org.
Skills USA, champions at work.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the winner, one of the legendary tracks in mid-America, the Hummer, Humboldt, Kansas, in his number 91 modified, Joe Duval. Welcome to the show. You know, they talk about the Humboldt track with such glowing, accolades and such. What's it like to win at that legendary joint?
Well, I'm still, to be honest with you, I've raced there for many years. Just a couple times a year, USMTS show, or, you know, maybe they have a money race there or whatever. And to be honest with you, I've never been very good there. And we decided to roll up there for that Heartland Mod Tour season opener just to kind of get some laps in, knock a little rust off before this week's King of America race at Lucas. Well, and I'll be dang if we didn't unload pretty good. And, at the end of the night, it was all smiles, headed back to the hacienda there.
I saw that. That was really cool. Winning at Humboldt, Kansas, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline, Joe Duval, a modified star in and across the central states of this United States. And Joe, winning this season early, like you just did, did you do something extra as a driver? I'm sure you tightened every nut and bolt and piece and greased everything up great on the machine. But from a driver's standpoint, did you like start taking yoga, start eating something different? What over the holidays, the winter, did you do to get ready so quick to come out of the box just right as a driver?
Well, I actually hired a personal trainer a year and a half ago. And this boy's in his early 20s. And he whips my butt about three or four times a week, about 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning. And, I always kind of shrugged, the physical ability, as far as that goes, kind of shrugged it off. And, as you get a little bit older, you start realizing, well, maybe there is a little something to that. And, I definitely feel like that paid off. Obviously unloaded a good car. It's kind of a funny story about the car that we unloaded, but it's actually 7 years old. It's really around. It's one of those cars that was a really good piece and hasn't been raced to death or anything like that. And we just unload it every once in a while and race it. And, it hadn't seen, truthfully, it's been riding up in the nose of the trailer for 3 years. It hadn't seen the light of day for 2 years.
Wow.
And the last time it saw the light of day, it won in Louisiana. And so
Hold on there just a second. Let me remind folks that may be just tuning in that we're chatting with Joe Duval on the profabrication.com hotline. Joe won out at the legendary track at Humboldt, Kansas. They call it the Hummer, taking the first victory of the year at that track. And he is on the profabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets available at profabrication.com. Well, not only the car up there in the front of that trailer, but your race rig, your transporter, is one that's different than any race rig we see going up and down the road. How did you come up with this design that's on the side of your race rig? Kind of give us what that is so I don't mis-explain what I've seen in photos. And where did you come up with that creation?
It's actually just kind of one of the deals that me and a friend of mine had came up with several years ago. Just, it was one a dare, if you will, before it's all over, you need to wrap your truck like Smokey and the Bandit, the Smokey and the Bandit rig. So one day I just thought it was a great idea and I was ready to pull the trigger, and I'm far from being done racing, but, it was kind of time to do it. When we did it, it set the world on fire. I mean, everybody knows that truck nationwide, and it's just one of those deals. It's been pretty cool. It's really, I wish I had a dollar for every time somebody comes up and asks if they could take a picture of it, but it's one thing about it, when people do see it at the races, they all just smile and, say, man, how cool is that? And it's quite the conversation starter.
Well, it sure is. And Joe Duval is one of those cool guys that you want to meet at a track. He's just coming off the victory at Humboldt, Kansas, going to run out in the middle of Missouri at Lucas Oil Raceway this weekend and such. And Joe,
our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Does the momentum of this win kind of tweak to where you're going to choose to race this year? You know, doesn't sound like you're going for points, but will you maybe challenge a little more differently because you've got this win so early?
I'm keeping my options open this year. I mean, ideally, my intentions are to run the USMTS Tour again. I've kind of just, you know, part-timed it the last few years, but my intention is to run it full-time again this year. And, you know, as long as things stay together at work and you know, on the road, we'll try to pursue that. If not, we'll just we'll go wherever the wind blows us and race where we want to race.
Wherever that Smokey and the Bandit rig takes him, we will all be looking forward to seeing it. Joe Duval, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Winner at Humboldt, Kansas. He races at Lucas Oil Raceway in Missouri this coming weekend. And then you'll have to catch him on his social media. And that's really where I got to know him. Cowboy, folk hero, blue collar legend, and as straight up a guy as he can be out there. Joe Duval, how did all that come together? And what part of racing helped shape the Joe Duval we see on social media now?
It's probably the one that was broke, being a professional motorcycle racer and sleeping on his mom's couch. That's a true story, by the way, but, you know, it's just, I don't know. I'm kind of, I definitely take pride in being different and not, not conforming to the herd.
Well,
whatever that is what I am, I reckon.
And what he is a winner at Humboldt, Kansas last weekend, and our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Joe Duval. Joe, where can folks get onto this social media so they can keep up and, you know, maybe buy a shirt or something when you have one available?
With websites now, I mean, we're so far past them, but we have Joe Duval 91 on Facebook, and then there's also Joe Duval, I believe, 91 on Twitter. We're on pretty much all the social media stuff. My wife handles the shipping of shirts and hats and you name it.
We'll leave it there and let hopefully yep. folks will find you and get one of those shirts and keep her busy with sending them out. Joe Duval, winner at Humboldt, Kansas, our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal and is so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name Z-Max for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
This April at Bristol, 750 horsepower meets soft tires. More power, less grip. Drivers wrestling machines that don't want to be tamed. When the engines roar and the rubber wears, you don't get calm, you get chaos. Slide jobs, fenders bending, tempers rising. It's the Food City 500 weekend, April 10th through the 12th at Bristol Motor Speedway. And it's where race fans will be. Bring yourself, bring your friends, bring your cooler. Just don't blink. It's not just a race.
It's Bristol, baby!
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza!
Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. More tracks opening up all across the country. Get out and support grassroots racing and follow all the action on PRN at the track on our social media, Facebook, X, and Instagram, all brought to you and powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.